I don't care how late you stay out. Stay out as late as you want. You want to borrow the new car? You want to borrow my credit card? Kids today, they really have it rough.
I have no idea where we are or where we're going.
I mean, when I was their age, life was easy, super easy. Why haven't you gotten a tattoo yet? How come you don't have any piercings yet?
Yep, we're lost. We are completely lost.
Ooh, sports.
Just do whatever the mechanic says to do.
Vehicle maintenance is completely overrated.
Look, whatever the mechanic is asking, just pay him. Pay him whatever he wants.
I wish they had soap operas at night. I like that boy. You should date him. You should date him immediately.
Well, what about the creepy guy with the motorcycle? He's cute.
Yeah, sure. Spring break in Tahiti sounds fun. Hey, make sure you get all your video games done before you start your homework. You don't have to pass all your classes.
What? You have a project due tomorrow and you've known about it for 4 weeks and you haven't started yet? Sweet!
Doesn't anybody want to know if we're there yet?
Remember, if you need anything between midnight and 4 a.m., please come wake me up.
Hey, I'm on the phone. Could you bring the baby over and let him climb all over me?
Hey! Hey, can you please turn that music up?
Well, we just stopped for lunch 10 minutes ago, but yeah, let's stop again. I never have trouble with my toddler.
I never have trouble with my teenagers.
I never have trouble with my adult children.
You know, she's right. We are ruining her life.
Yes, more homework to correct.
All right, whining.
Yay, tantrums.
Vomit.
We just really need to spoil these kids more.
Sorry, buddy. I don't know any good jokes at all. You're 16. You pretty much know everything now. I think 18's a great age to get married.
Okay, remember, make sure you turn on all the lights before you leave the house.
Hey, could you leave the front door open for a couple hours? Thanks.
Whoa, money really does grow on trees.
Happy Father's Day. As it's been said many times, you don't have to have fathered a child to be a fatherly example. And so that's very important. One other thing, you have been hit with this morning again, but I want to make sure you get it. Operation Baby Bottle, please make sure you get those in as quickly as possible. So how many men in general, were spoiled this morning? Two. Good for you. All right, then. I guess the rest of you got something to look forward to later? It's kind of a question. I'm not sure. Yeah, that's good. We started off this morning really on a good note. Michelle was making the bacon bits for over there and burnt them. And there was a smoke layer this thick on the ceiling. And I said, I have to go. So you're on your own. So I just left. And she was going to come with me. But if the house burns down, that's what insurance is for. In my older age, I've relaxed a bit. You want to leave the curling irons plugged in? Leave them in. Actually, leave them in a drawer with a towel wrapped around it. That's really good. It makes for a good fire. Anything else you want to, you know, ovens, gas, leave it on. It's, you know, it smells bad. But eventually, you'll forget that you even smelt anything. You'll get it in a few minutes. But if you... You know, I thought about Father's Day and how we can be examples and everything. But so as a person of the Google machine, I thought I want to know what the world has to say on the Google nets there, and so I punched in what is a man. Be careful. Always be very careful when you're punching in. Make sure all those safeties are on. But a lot of the articles had to do with how powerful or the most powerful men in the world. Who's the most powerful man on earth? Other articles talked about how to become powerful. Most of them have to do with money, with fame and power, and or power over others. So it was pretty sad to see that's what if young men nowadays or any man at any age is looking to see, you know, I don't know, like I'm feeling not manly, how am I going to do this thing? Because that's a lot of people, amazingly enough, do that. They look on the internet for, you know, I mean, how many of you Googled, hey, I have a growth on my arm? Like, how many of you Googled medical terms? Yes? Don't lie. You have. I know you have. Because you don't want to go to the doctor. You don't want to bother anyone. And men, we just go, that's all right. I can just scrape that off. It's no big deal. I'll just scrape it off. and they'll go away. No? Are you queasy? All right. So, a lot of us Google things. And everyone's going to go and Google for whatever they want to look at. And as I looked in there, there was a survey done of women between 21 and 54. So ladies between 21 and 54, these are your top 10 character traits. This is not a joke. This is what they did. There were other traits in another separate top five. So these are character traits. Other ones are physical traits, and none of us match those. But anyways, that's a whole other sermon. 84% said faithfulness. Fair enough. That's good, right? Faithfulness. 75% said dependability. They want someone who's dependable. The funny thing is, the way they described it was, 3 out of 4 women say they look for a man who takes commitments and follows through. Being responsible, and this is their quote, and I found this humorous. Even if it's just remembering to pick up salad dressing on your way home sends a positive message. I'm like, is that all it really takes? Ladies, salad dressing. Because I could do that every day. I'll just buy a box of it, keep it in my office, and when I leave, I'll just pull it out. There's ways around this. But I just found that interesting. That's their dependability. Please bring home the salad dressing. I need it. It's ridiculous. 67% said kindness. Fair enough. Now, young ladies are still attracted to the bad boy type. Thank goodness, or I wouldn't have met my wife because I was a bad boy. But more mature women tend to turn to kindness because kindness inspires confidence. 66. Now we're on our fourth. Okay, we've talked about faithfulness, dependability, kindness. Then we get to our fourth, moral integrity. Let's just, you know, he doesn't have to be moral, but I really want him to remember the salad dressing. Anyways, 66% of them surveyed said that. And 51% finally said fatherliness, being a good dad. So out of everything, moral integrity and being a good dad, or in that same thing, if they didn't have children, being a good example to younger people. That's the last. So guys, know that you know where to put it with the salad dressing and being good to other people. So now, the ones they surveyed also wanted ripped abs. They wanted good hair. I got that, so I'm doing all right. they wanted some things. And I tell you all these traits because men, like women, have pressure to be something they may not be able to be. Do we know this? Do we accept this? Because a lot of times we hear about that women have all this pressure, and all the men are just like the Family Guy or TV shows where they're like, duh, give me a donut. Now, that's not why we did donuts today. Another trait that the ladies wanted was men that don't eat a lot of carbs, so you better watch out on that. I'm kidding. You guys all ran over there. It's a joke. You'll get it later. You see, in order to be a father, you need to be a man. But you don't have to father a child to be a fatherly influence on other men. But you do have to be a man. And so, in order to be what a man should be and to know what a man should be, you need to be a man that knows who you are. A man needs to know who he is and who he is. Made in the image of God, man needs to know who he is. How do you get to know God, who God is? Well, you get it by prayer. A real man is a man who prays. Luke 5:16. But Jesus often withdrew to lonely places and prayed. Here, we value at Westwinds prayer. We value an everyday relationship with God. It's one of our core values. A real man is a man who reads his Bible. Luke 4:16-30, you can look that up. But biblical integrity
is a value. A man values the Word of God. You know, it doesn't take a lot of work to crack open a Bible and read a chapter. It's not hard. But we can fill it with some men. We have a lot of responsibilities. We have a lot of pressure in certain ways, and we can sometimes set that aside. And sometimes we set it aside because it's too personal. If you're going to a book, the Word of God, to the being that knows everything about you, you become vulnerable. And so we tend to push the vulnerable stuff aside because we don't always want to know what it is. We don't want to know. Or we do know and we're afraid to go. But we value a person who reads his Bible. And so take the time, 10, 15 minutes a day, start at 5, do it. Read your Bible. It's not hard. Get an app. They'll walk you through it. It's so simple nowadays. They just put it on your phone and it beeps. Read this. You read it. You're reading your Bible. No more excuses for any of us. Thirdly, and we're gonna stop in here for just a couple of minutes. To be a man, you need to value women and value your wife as Christ loved the church. I'm going to read Ephesians chapter 5, 25 to 37. But first, I'm going to read the part that people tend to stop at. I do this when I'm doing premarital counseling. I include it in a lot of my marital services. This is important to understand because throughout the generations, there's many denominations, even in our own country, there's many people everywhere that think that men are over women in a power way. Couldn't be far from the truth, and let me read this to you. It's all about interpretation of the scripture in context. Okay, let's read. Wives, submit to your husbands. Done, let's go home. That's where we stop. That's it. Submit is such a powerful word. Submit. We think of somebody at our feet. That's not going to happen in my household. But anyways, wives, submit to your husbands as to the Lord, for the husband is head of the wife as Christ is head of the church. That's it. Pack it up. His body of which he is the Savior. Now, as the church submits to Christ, also wives should submit to their husbands in everything. God said it, not me. Now, that's where most people stop with their interpretation. And you could get hurt if you stop there, especially in our crowd. Don't be doing it. We have strong women in our congregation, strong women in my family. I'm going to read the rest so you don't hurt me. It says this, and this is mind-blowing. Husbands, love your wives just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her to make her holy, cleansing her by washing with water through the word, and to present her to himself as a radiant church without stain or wrinkle or any other blemish, but holy and blameless. In this way, husbands ought to love their wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself. After all, no one has ever hated their own body, but he feeds and cares for it just as Christ does the church. For we are members of his body. For this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and the two will become one flesh. This is a profound mystery, but I am talking about Christ and the church. However, each one of you must love his wife as he loves himself, and the wife must respect her husband. Okay, so that's a lot more verses than the first part. We've got a few little verses about submitting, and then we have a huge thing of, hey, guys, come on. Jesus Christ died for the church. In the same way, they are saying, the Bible, the Word of God is saying, we are to die for our spouse. You are to be a servant. Christ was the ultimate servant who sacrificed himself, not a power tripper. Let's be clear on this from this day to the rest of as long as I live or am lead pastor. We value women. They can do things, okay? Tell everybody. everywhere you go. We respect women. Do it. That's it. That's all I want to say about that. You need to be a man that knows why you're here. Why you are here. This is a real question. You are not on this earth just to fill space. You've been put on this earth by God to make a difference. In what way? I don't know every way that God and what He wants to do in your life and wants you to do. What I know is that God wants you to do something. And I know what His word says. Proverbs 22:6 says, "Start children off the way they should go, and even when they are old, they will not turn from it." Now, this frustrates a lot of parents because some parents, their kids aren't serving the Lord right now. I'm going to cling on to that promise for you. Because when you raise them with the Lord, He's still watching over them, no matter what's going on in their lives. And you need to hang on to that. And you need to pray and pray. And even when it feels like nothing's working, you need to pray and pray and pray. Please do that. A man is not afraid to say he's a Christian and proclaim his faith when the times get tough. Joshua 1:9, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." Do not be afraid to be that light out there, even when it's difficult. A man values discipleship. A man seeks the lost, provides for the broken and the hurting, and equips the found. We value discipleship. Matthew 28:19, "Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the..." Do not be afraid to pour into others' lives. This goes for all of us. All these things go speak to all of us. Do not be afraid to pour into someone's life. Not for yourself, for them. Thirdly, you need to be a man that knows where you're going. You need to know where you're going. Job 19:25-27. I love this verse. "I know that my Redeemer lives, that in the end He will stand on earth. And after my skin has been destroyed, yet my flesh, I will see God. I myself will see Him with my own eyes. I and not another. How my heart yearns within me." You need to know that God is with you. And you're going in the end to be with Him. That's all that matters. But you need to prepare others on the way. It's not just about us. And so I'm going to give you, as I found this God's real man list for you. Real men honor their wives as co-heirs. Real men teach their children and others God's ways, both in word and in action. Are we good at all of this? No, sometimes we're not. To admit a mistake, do it. Don't be afraid to. Real men build into the lives of other men. Real men don't use their words to demean others. Real men don't let anger get in the way of them. Real men lead best when they love the most. That's important. Real men are sacrificial for the sake of God and their family and others. Real men are servants. Real men can show their emotions, and that includes crying. I don't like to, but my eyes leak a lot lately. Have you ever, I was watching I think it was a McDonald's commercial. It's so ridiculous. I was so upset. Michelle's like, Michelle will ask me occasionally, have you been crying? No, I just put eye drops in. They're dry. They've been dry. These commercials are killing me. I'm losing it. But I get all choked up on weird things that I see on TV, these commercials. I fast forward through everything. I can't handle it anymore. A guy sitting with his kid in a McDonald's, and they're having a burger. And I'm like, this is so, I got to get this under control. And you can feel it. And then you're like, no, I will suppress this because this is just McDonald's. I kid you not. I don't know who this guy is. Other commercials, I was a gum commercial. They were sharing gum, and I cried about it. I'm like, I don't even know what kind of gum it is, but it must be really good because it was emotional. But you can share your emotions and be real about it. And be real about it. Now, don't bawl like a spaz like I've been lately, but you can share your emotions. You can share your emotions. And I don't want to hear about this crying thing after this. I don't want people talking to me about it out there or anything. I should have never said it. We'll delete that. Back up. There you go. But honestly, men make mistakes. We all make mistakes. And it's tough because all these things that say to be a real man, we have difficulty with one or all of them, sometimes at the same time or throughout our whole life. We're never really good at every single one of them. And I'm here to tell you, it's okay. It's all right. Everyone makes mistakes. But if you love and you forgive, honestly, it's going to make things a lot easier. And maybe cry a little bit. I don't know, throw that in there, see what happens. Those things... Just forgive. It's hard sometimes. Forgive yourself and forgive others. And then just love on them. Because in the end, this isn't about us. And so to be an example to a younger generation is important. We've had many, many people. I've had many people in my life that have been a great example of fatherly figure. And there's many, many that have impacted my life. One man, though, for sure is Ron Bell. I thank God for him and being that example of a godly man. Gentlemen, we need to begin to ask ourselves some important questions. Am I a real man? Do I reflect the image of Christ? Do I stand firm in my faith amidst trials? Do I find myself inspired to obey the calling of the Great Commission? Therefore, go make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always and to the very end of this age. And fifthly, do I treat women with respect, purity, as Christ did the church? Take those with you. Go home with them. Work on them. Let's pray. Father, thank you for this day. We want to honor fathers. We want to honor men, good men. And we want to also remember that we make mistakes. We make mistakes. Let us forgive ourselves, and let us be forgiving of others and show that love that you show to us. Let us be that sacrificing type person. And so we thank you for what you're doing in our lives. Let's have a great day and honor the men that have been an example in our lives. In Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. I hope you have a great day.